What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
What's up, everybody? In fact, not what's up. How's every single person doing? Yeah, okay, I'll keep that what's up. But yeah, how you guys doing? I know you guys are awesome. In fact, I don't even need to ask you guys that you know how we do it. What's the topic? I don't ask you the questions. I tell you how you should be feeling. I'm good. That means you're good. I'm blessed. That means you're blessed. And I know you guys, woo, like the season is the awesome. Awesome, awesome, amazing season that we are approaching right now. The season that we're going to be having and going into. Yeah, it's going to be really awesome. But yeah, you guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. And I love the fact that you guys are tuned in to What's the Topic. This is your boy DJ Nesh, aka Fearless Eagle. I fly high, I love birds. Yeah, that's me right there. King of the air, killing it. Yeah, reflecting my Lord Jesus. Ha. Huh? Gotta know you're the king in each and everything. Yeah, all you gotta do is put your mind to it. Yeah, I got a new mindset, new perspective. Everything is like fresh. I'm refreshed. Yeah, it's like really awesome. You guys should, yeah, also be in the same position. Yeah, in fact, that's the position that you need to be in. And I know that's why you guys picked the topic. You're like thinking, whoa, what's gonna be happening today? Like, well, this topic itself is like really interesting. It's really catchy. Yes. Yeah, got my attention. That's why you're listening to this, because it got your attention. Even myself. Don't forget, like, yeah, when you know, we do the shows, it's not like we don't listen to the shows. Yes, we do listen to the shows. Even the topic itself got my attention. So right now, yeah, as I'm speaking, my attention is stuck on the topic. And after this, I'm still gonna go back and listen to the show again, because it's awesome. Yeah, so as you guys know, the topic itself, you clicked on it because this is what the topic is. I'm gonna tell you what the topic is. Yeah, here on What's the Topic. So today's topic for you guys, as you saw it and read it and clicked on it, is, are you listening? Come on. Yeah, countdown. Breathe in. No, I said breathe in, not breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Yeah, not the other way around. Not when I say breathe in, you breathe out. Nah, yeah. So, yeah, come on, guys. Like, today's topic is going to be really awesome. And something that I want to ask you guys is, please, can you share the shows? Yes, yeah. Come on, tell people about it. It's life-changing. I mean, yo. Where else do you get topics like this, you know, life-changing topics like this, except here on Active FM? Yes, Active FM, you know, different shows. I mean, even the sports show, yeah, it changes your life as well. You're like, what? Yeah, this, I didn't know. I can also apply that. Yeah, I remember, yeah, there was even an episode where they even spoke about fitness. I was like, yeah, I need to do some of that. Yeah, like, those are good stuff right there. But here on What's the Topic, today's topic... Yes, I'm even like, should I tell them? Should I not tell them? In fact, just to keep you guys coming back and waiting for more, I know you read the topic, but I'll tell you the topic when we get into the topic itself. So stay tuned in for the news. Yes, 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 yes. The news, you know, you can take notes because it changes your life. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back for the news.
Hi, this is DJ Drrr, and you're listening to Active FM.
So we're back into the news, and yeah, today we actually just have two headlines that are gonna change your life, you know, if you decide to actually pay attention and take down notes. You know, in the news, we actually want you to take down notes. That's the whole point of the news. And yeah, these are like some of the, in fact, like I said, two headlines that can change your life if you decide to let it change your life. So first headline is actually for the people in Mexico. Yeah, the Mexicans and every single person there is actually thinking of going to Mexico or any other countries, if I can put it that way, like USA and all those stuff. But what happened is Mexico actually says it will deport nearly 100 migrants who try to cross the US borders. Yeah, and yo, it's actually hectic, eh? It's hectic. Like, if you actually look at what's happening at the moment, like, people are, like, flocking to USA. Yes, they're actually flocking to the US borders. And at the moment, there's, like, soldiers there that are, like, just standing, yeah, like, waiting for people not to jump the border. If they jump the border, yeah, you know what happens. Bah, gone. There's your life gone. That's what I mean. Okay, if you don't know what that means, they shoot. Yes, the people that try to jump the borders without, yeah, the right papers and all those stuff. So that is what is actually happening. So, yeah, they're by the borders of USA. They're like on some lockdown level, not allowing people to jump borders and all those stuff. So actually, they're actually watching the people that are jumping borders 24/7. Yes, 24/7. If you don't know what that is, it's 24 hours, 7 days a week. So like basically 365 days and a quarter. Yes, they like just on watch. Yes, they're watching. That's what they're doing. So that is what is actually happening at the moment, and it's hectic, eh? It's like really hectic. So yeah, there is something that you should actually be watching out for and be aware of. So be aware of that, because we don't want you to end up in the same situation. Yeah, just saying. Yeah. Second headline is concerning Facebook. Now, when I read this, I was like, okay, how can you like decide to make such a decision? I don't know why, but yeah, probably he's got his reasons, and hopefully his reasons are valid. So yeah, what is actually happening is Facebook actually has 7 nations. Yep, 7 nations. Now, nations, I'm not talking about 7 people here, eh? I'm talking about nations. So Facebook faces 7 nations grilling. And yeah, basically, they got a meeting, yes, concerning 7 nations, you know, that actually are using Facebook. Like, you got, so in other words, you like got the US nation, and then you got the, yeah, you know, all of these different countries and all those stuff. So the 7 nations, yeah, there are, you know, interested in meeting. Yes, the people who are behind, you know, the, what can I say, the structure of Facebook working, and they actually want to find out how it's, you know, how it's, what can I say, designed to work. Yeah, yeah, you know, they want to actually see the team behind Facebook itself, you know, the team that is behind Facebook and making sure that it's working. So they actually want to meet their team, and yeah, Mr. Zuckerberg refuses to attend. So he actually refused. He said, nah, I know you guys are gonna have this meeting and you want to see all of us, but I am not coming. Yep, there was him right there. He refused. Like, he literally refused. Yo, I'm in my mind, I'm like thinking, okay, why would you not want to go? Like, why would you not attend to a meeting that, okay, maybe he's got a different perspective, but yeah, at this moment I'll be like, yeah, it's a meeting that can change your whole life or something, yeah. Can help you improve, you know, like Facebook, the structure and all the stuff. Suddenly you got a whole nation. Never mind the whole nation. Yes, we understand that Facebook is a worldwide social media platform. But you never know what connections you actually get, what opportunities you get. But yeah, Mr. Zuckerberg actually refused. He's like, nah, I am not coming. I'm refusing. So you guys can have your meeting. But yeah, consider me out of it. So there was him right there. And I don't know why he did that. I don't know what influenced him to make such a decision. But something that I can say is, yeah, for a person that's at his level, I do understand that they don't just make choices for the sake of making choices. They actually do understand that the choices that I'm making, this is how it's going to affect me. So actually, yeah, I trust that he knows what he's doing. And I trust that the choices that he actually chose to make will not come back and bite him. So yeah. Hopefully it's not going to bite him. And there was the 2 headlines for the news update. And I hope you guys took notes. Yes, hope you guys took notes and you actually aware of what's happening around you. And yeah, We're going to come back for a short break. Not really a short break. Last time I said that. But we're going to go for a short break and then we'll come back for a short session, which is going to lead to an awesome music break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yep, this is the session where we talk about music. Yeah, like I always tell you guys, music is really awesome. Okay, yeah, music is awesome, eh? It's like really awesome. And as you all know it, music influences your mood, eh? Yep. Some of you are like, nah, that is not me, eh? I don't get influenced by music, but yeah. Most of you, when you listen to a song and you come out of there, if it was a depressing song, you come out of there depressed. And guess what? Here you are trying to fight with people. Why? Because of the song that you are listening to. Something that you have to understand is songs themselves, you know, like, yeah, music itself. So music speaks to your soul and all the stuff. The song has a message, and that message that you're listening to is a message that goes in you. And something that I'll never forget is the saying that says you become what you put inside your head. Yep. So you become what you put inside your head. Whatever you feed your mind with, that's what you become. So if you're always feeding your mind with negative information or data that is negative, guess what? You become a negative person. So you actually become what you feed your mind. Yes, yes, that's the type of person that you become. So the type of songs that you listen to, guess what? They will influence you to be the type of person that the song is, yeah, come I say, speaking about personality. You know, some songs, they got a negative personality, you know, and here you are listening to it and guess what? Pa, you got a negative personality and all those stuff. You actually get a part of someone else's character because of, yeah, the song that you listen to. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, yeah, that's something we should be aware of. So the songs that we listen to, they actually play a part or a role in our life. And we gotta actually be in a position where we choose the right songs that we listen to and make sure that we're listening to the right stuff. Not listening to stuff that is, going to make you a mean person or, yeah, something like that. So let's not be in a position where we do that. So actually be aware of the songs that you're listening to. Like with me, Christ music is the best music. Christ music is awesome music. I mean, you got different genres. It's not just Christ music. You're thinking gospel, worship, and all the stuff. Yes, you got worship and all those other sections. But there's also Christian rap. There's EDM, you know. Yes, in case I spoke too fast, I said EDM. Yes, there's dubstep. You got all of these different genres, even house itself. I mean, like, yo, it doesn't stop. It's continuously, like, yeah, continuously grows. Sometimes you even get genres that I never knew that existed, and here they are popping out of nowhere, and I'm like thinking, where does that genre come from? I've never been exposed to that. Yeah, but you got the Christian side, which is awesome. The message is challenging and it changes your life. Yeah. Don't come out of there depressed. Nah. Don't want you to be depressed. So we're going to go for a music break. Yes. Music break. I feel like singing, but I'm not going to try it. In fact, trying doesn't exist. I'm not going to do it. I'll do it next time. But not today. Maybe I might do it just as a special at the end. But yeah, we'll go for a music break and we'll be right back after it. See ya.
Yeah. I go by M-I-N-E-O, but it really don't matter. Bury me with no tombstone. I want you to know my daddy. We don't seek him, he come after. We don't reach him, he the ladder. If you're dying, you don't know him. That's a weekend like a Saturday. This one for my misfits. What I'm saying is we ain't being statistics. Nah, what I mean is the things you want me to get with, God is already ticked with. This is sin, in case you missed it. She might be fine like tickets. Don't love Jesus, we can't kick it. Cause I've been there, wish I didn't. Had to delete all them digits. They say, Jesus, why you sit with the sinners and the wicked? He looking for the sick because the world don't need physicians. No, we never fit it cause they're looking that we living. It's evident that we're giving every minute for the king. Even though we trip, we think about the provision and giving the cover sinners when they rest up in his name. Yeah, and this is how it all happened. Adam fell, now it's all bad. Michael Jackson.
Born sinner.
This is bad.
Born sinner.
Real bad. Michael Jackson.
Born sinner.
Y'all know who it is.
This is bad.
Born sinner.
Real bad. Michael Jackson.
Let's go.
What's a bad boy, but my name ain't Diddy though. Way I rock my bridge, they probably think I was from Philly though. STL, my home, you peep that bird on my city though. Gone ahead and cut me up, I don't think that they hit it though. Bang that bang, drop that thing, gone ahead and let it flow. Raspy voice from the south, but my name ain't Mr. Cole. Used to run up on them boys, they look like what that pistol for. When Mike was rocking Billy Jeans, I was a smooth criminal. Let's go. I'm talking bang, Mike Jackson Billy. I'm talking bang, jacket and zip hop. You looking mad, like boy you trippin'. But I'm talking pain, I've been forgiven. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat with cheese for dinner? Daddy was gone, mama's gone, had no choice, I told it thrown. Now I'm going, I preach the truth, same blocks I hustled on.
That's bad. Born sinner, born sinner.
This is bad.
Born sinner,
real bad, Michael Jackson.
Born sinner, born sinner.
This is bad.
Born sinner,
real bad, Michael Jackson.
Born sinner, you know how the line goes. Sardines with the wrath of God, this is mind blown.
That's a big deal.
Rebel against the God who stretched the heavens with his own fingers like an iPhone. Now what a relief, it should have been me, but he didn't see it the same. He took up the cross to give me his life, the truth created a way. He could have just blown me away. Instead he would offer his grace, something I didn't deserve. So I'm living for him in the flesh and to die is my gain. Let me say that again. He lived, he died, he rose to give me a raise. Christ crucified, yeah it happened. Now it ain't bad, oh bad, Michael Jackson.
Born sinner, born sinner.
This is bad,
born sinner.
Real bad, Michael Jackson.
Born sinner, born sinner.
This is bad,
born sinner.
Real bad, Michael Jackson.
I was headed to death at the least, fading with every breath till he beheaded the beast. A victim of my own, prison impersonating a throne. Persuaded, two-tone hearse waiting. A easy target for worse aiming. Flavor for birth, the walking curse verbatim. I was on that Kurt Cobain, but ain't the same. This is that blood flowing with no vein. Catch me riding in the clutch, dream weeper on my back, but I never been much of a deep sleeper. So excuse me for being eager to give them the truth instead of feet in the streets either.
Born sinner, born sinner.
This is bad.
Born sinner,
real bad, Michael Jackson.
Born sinner, born sinner.
This is bad.
Born sinner,
real bad, Michael Jackson.
It's your boy, Bubba Watson. Golf Boys. 116. Reach Records. X Hustler. Michael Jackson, I'm bad. I don't know, I forgot.
So, I showed up to the spot, and he asked me, he said, where's your backpack? And this is what I told him.
East side of my city. Right around my windows up, my deuces down in them speaker zone. They been loud, turn them up. Maybe bumping that RMG, maybe playing that high sock. I love them boys, but I can't forget. Salute the queen, Susie Rock. South side of my city, baby, catch me on old Nat. Believe me, boy, it ain't nothing pretty. I love it though, cause I'm from that. Box Chevys, go grills. Clayton County, where I'm from, stay tinted down. That music loud, them mirror shakes, so we own one.
East side of my city. West side of my city, south side of my city, boy I'm all over my city. East side of my city, west side of my city, south side of my city, I'm all over my city.
I'm everywhere,
everywhere,
I'm everywhere.
Boy I'm all
we'll
over
take
my
off the
city.
I'm state. Middle of the map, St.
Everywhere.
Louis, y'all might know this whole
city. Let's go. My city.
I'm everywhere in my city. Come ride round in my whip with me where the arches at. They got Big Macs and they supersize. No Mickey D's. First stop the north side. Yeah. Jack boys give you that business. business. Yeah. Southside be getting that money. Yeah. On the west side, they kill us. Every house got a grill out. Every mouth got a grill in it. Every hat got a bird on it. Every block, you get killed in it. That's Hustle City. We speak that country grammar slander. We like good, the her word is slur. That country grammar, boy, her word. Though I ain't in my city, it's still running through my vein. No, I still sit there running. What you think there's a little flame for? Rocky, KP, all they live that city life. City, from the city, we all know what that city like. Let's go.
East side of my city, got that New York state of mind. BX, I'm on it poppin', call Michael Kors. It's about that time I'm illin' to give him the real. Without me getting the deal, so tell him I'm ready. The 90s been waiting on me. I'm elevating my dreams. I never see Freddy, I'm on my very own plateau. Rooftop of the castle, my Bordeaux's on the floor. So when I say be bald, the facts show. Alex knows we live as kings. Yankees on my fitted crown. The catalyst for the home of hip hop. Lyrical Gita, I hold it down.
South side of my city, Shottown, it ain't pretty in that Inglewood with these killers young and they'll take your life for no time to run. Dress be hanging low so they can hide from what they know and they ain't scared to pull the trigger, leave your stomach with a whole block. Two cities on my back, cause Vegas is where I'm from. Well, material, what matters and partying, what is fun. This money got them so dummy, these lights is what has the sun. Well, females sell any bodies just so they can get them funds.
Yeah, I bring that rap game, gamma rays, Bruce Banner,
Hulk smash,
dancing on a stage like I'm MC Hammer. Color stay blazing like Rodman in the 90s.
He's on fire.
In that Beamer, you will find me a wife about me. Shottown, my town, I'm a renegade. Blacks get blown up, no lit grenades. No. Nobody stands up, no lemonade. Harvest plentiful, gotta get them saved.
So I gotta implement an antonym to the sin of men. All that noise in these streets, we got the element.
East side of my city, west side of my city, south side of my city, boy, I'm all over my city. East side of my city, west side of my city, south side of my city, I'm all over my city.
I'm everywhere,
everywhere, I'm
everywhere,
boy, I'm all over my city.
I'm everywhere,
everywhere,
I'm everywhere,
boy, I'm all over my city.
T-Square, I'm swerving like I'm trying to read a Google map, smashing folks on passing, asking who is that? See back in my back seat, you can't tell, man. I bring the news and no sales stance. They should call me, they mail, man. I'm riding around in my city.
Ride around in my city.
Catch me speed fast through Cashville with a razor back on my fitted. But catch me on the east side of my city, spitting a verse or two. All these gorillas standing around feels like I'm at the zoo. It's on in my city, they busting chrome in my city. My city filled with so much wrong, my heart is groaning with pity. But I refuse to disown them, catch they at home, I'm committed. That's why I'm trying to get it. Screaming, God belongs in my city. Let's go.
City grit and grind out, hot pants, prime out, picking up a flow for this mug, we gon' ride out. I'm at your pops and mama's house, big headband with a llamas out. The college round my nombre, bring hombres out. Funny how we hate a city and love it in the next breath. Age 19 through 35, getting out is the next step. Scared of small places, disgusted, same faces. Still club with your middle school friends, definition of basic. Ratchet in fact, cause infatuation, you snap. Now you been staring at her face because your situation. Whack. And them pictures on her Instagram say Cali, where is that? But you all over your city.
What
you
move?
That's a fact.
Okay, Chirac, my city. GD gang of my city. That Vice flows in them Latin Kings and that 2-6 in my city. And this that homeland with them choppy shopping, them girls toy for them panties. Dollars, 20, 50, bitches. Tell my cousin, put it, come get me. Hey, now west side with that yacht, yacht. See me out the bed and go chop, chop. With that four quarter, got four homies. They'll ride around that your hot block. Plus Maywood with they bang too. So don't get it twisted, I have to move. Maywood, three little. South of my avenue, I'm a product, now where I came from. But redemption got me all changed up. Still ride around with my tattoo, with my magazine, with my tank, bro. With that loud music, that wild music, that'll bang the trunk like he can't call. With them 808s that go bang bang with my head, and I get like ping pong. And I never been weed, never been a corner crisp. Separate the two, make a whole nother click. Come on, click RMG, code is a SCMG plus 116. You can hit it if you want, but you won't stop with it. You can color what you want, but it won't knock them. And y'all could, but I get it, I kill it, I spill it. I'm a killing boy, y'all, I'm a bust it, cause I'm
east side of my city. West side of my city, south side of my city, boy, I'm all over my city. East side of my city, west side of my city, south side of my city, I'm all over my city.
I'm everywhere,
everywhere,
I'm everywhere,
boy, I'm all over my city.
I'm everywhere,
everywhere,
I'm everywhere,
boy, I'm all over my city.
We'll be right back.
So we're back, and this is where we're getting into the topic itself. And yeah, like you saw the topic, yes, you read it and it caught your attention. But the topic itself is drop out of school to become rich. I know. Like, what? Hey, drop out of school to become rich? What are you talking about? What is going on? Like, what the brain is happening on the high mountains? Yes, in the air. Be like, Mr. Nash, yeah, I see you're flying too high and seeing what's happening in the sky. I know, hey, did you hear it? Yeah, ha, killing it, man. Yeah, so the topic, like I said, drop out of school to become rich. That's a lot of people's mindset, point of views, and it's actually interesting. We want to actually tackle that type of mindset. Now, you got people that think that if they drop out of school, they'll become rich. Yep. That's what they think. And my question to you is, okay, which book did you go and get that fed you with that nonsense? Or who in your life told you such lies? Yes, you got people who did it, and then, yeah, they actually, the statement was true for them. But if you actually have to go into their life and find out what really happened, you'll actually find out that that statement is not valid. Something else happened. Something else. Yeah, they did something else. You know, some people, they made it and they see, okay, I made it, but the only choice that I'm left to do in order for me to explode is actually dropping out. And then they drop out, and then you look at them, they exploded, and you're like, yo, this person dropped out, and guess what happened? They exploded. So I'm also going to drop out. And then there you are, you drop out, and guess what? You don't even explode. You become worse than you were. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that you should drop out of school. No. Go get an education, because if you got an education, it adds value to you. I mean, the most valuable people are the most educated people. I mean, like, this, the more stuff that they know, the more they're willing to hire them, because now they got different knowledge of different fields, and they actually can become specialized in a specific area. Now, let's take, for example, here you are with the knowledge of, let's say, IT, information technology. Guess what? There is knowledge that you have acquired. There is knowledge that you are filled with. And guess what? You can actually get to a position where you decide, I'm going to be specialized in IT. Yep. And then you become specialized in IT. Here you are, specialized in IT. You got your papers and everything. And then you decide, I'm going to learn something new. Let me learn sound. And then you decide, I'm going to be specialized in sound. Pa, 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 pa. Specialized. You got your papers and all the stuff. Now, it's not just IT that you specialized in. You also specialized in sound. And then you decide, okay, I'm going to go learn how to be a pilot and everything that has to do with becoming a pilot. And here you are, specialized in that field as well. Now, whenever you in a position where you got a job under the career field of IT, you know, information technology, when that job ends, you will be valuable to a point where other fields would want to hire you. Not because of the IT knowledge, but because of the knowledge that you have of those other fields. Yep. So it's not like you specialized in one thing. When that one thing is finished, guess what? You're no more valuable. People don't even want to hire you. Why? Because the only thing that you know is IT. So if your IT job has to go, guess what? You ain't going to get hired. No. That is not the position that you're supposed to be in. Stay at school. Get an education, man. Fill yourself with knowledge. Yes. Get the papers and all the stuff. But also remember that that information and that knowledge and everything that you're getting, that's not what's going to also make you wealthy. No. That is not what's going to make you wealthy. It's financial intelligence that's going to make you wealthy. I mean, you want to learn how to work for money? Stay at school. Yes. Go to school, learn and all those stuff. You'll work for money. And not just work for money. You're going to work for money for the rest of your life. Yep. Now, that is the problem. You got people who are stuck in such cycles. There you are, working for money. And what does working for money look like? You get cash, you pay your rent, you pay your bills and all those stuff. And then by the time you're done with all of those things, bah, money's gone. And then same cycle again. Get cash, pay rent, bills, buy food, money's gone again. Get cash, pay rent, bills, buy food, money's gone again. There you are, working for money, instead of making money work for you. Now, don't drop out. Because you drop out, it's going to be even worse. Like, hey, your life is going to suck, eh? That's what I'm saying. Your life is going to suck. But now, it's all in the mind. That's something that I have to say. It's all in the mind. It's something that you guys should all know. It's all in the mind. Don't base your life on other people's fears. Here you are, you know, this person is scared of this, scared of that, scared of not having a job, and you are here, creative, you got all those ideas, but guess what, you're not letting them out because this person said you gotta drop out in order for you to become rich. No, that is them. And the question that you should be asking them is, how many, let me say, assets do you own? If they got none, I'm telling you, don't even take the advice. Don't take the advice. I mean, surround yourself with people who know how to achieve stuff in life. Surround yourself with people who are far in life. I mean, you got people who are educated, eh? They're like really educated. They got papers, they got PhDs, they got whatever qualification that you need, they got it. They got it for days. Like, yeah, they're filled with stuff inside their mind that can get them to places. And you got people like that, but guess what? They stuck in a cycle of working for cash, working for money and all those stuff. I mean, let's be honest. All of us on earth, like majority, let me say 99% of us, what is our first biggest problem, worry, whatever you want to name it, what is the first thing that we focus on and we worry about the most? It's money. It is money. That is why people are willing to drop out for money. Yep. They're willing to drop out for money. Why? Because money is the first priority in their life. Instead, it shouldn't be that case. You know, that shouldn't be the case. What should be the first priority is the provider of that money. Yes? Now, don't get me wrong. Just now I say the provider of that money, and guess what you're thinking? The boss who pays me the cash. No. Remember, that provider, he's the owner of that boss. Now, if you don't know who's the provider, I'm talking about God. Yes, God is the one that created all of us. God is the one that placed talents in us. God is the one that gave us ideas, creativity. Now, something that I want you to also understand is listening. Listening is another important aspect of our lives. God gave you 2 ears for a reason and 1 mouth. I almost said 1 month. Hehe. God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. So that you can use your 2 ears to listen more than you speak. Yes, yes, yes. Right there. Use your ears more than you use your mouth. Because there's 2 ears for listening and 1 mouth for speaking. Don't just speak for the sake of speaking. Yeah. Here's a person that comes, says this scientific statement that sounds so true. And then you look at other people's lives that did it. And then you're like, yo, but they did it and they made it. And look at how they're driving. Look at what they do. Do you know some of them are actually stuck in debt? Yep. Stuck in debt. Here you are trying to be rich and you don't even have knowledge of being rich. The only knowledge that you have is a statement that you read that said, drop out of school to become rich. After reading that statement, you are like, yeah, I'm going to do that and become rich. They tell you, yeah, follow your passion and all those stuff. Don't do that, man. Like, stay in school, get an education, become wiser, and then you can go after money. I mean, biggest advice that I ever got was, don't desire to be rich if you don't have knowledge of finances and money. Now, knowledge of finances and money is not just, yo, I got this amount of cash in my bank account and all those stuff. No, learn like actually find out what, let me say, market, or okay, let's not even go that far. Let's go back to the basic. Go and learn what is the difference between an asset and a liability. Now, once you got the difference between those two, then you can actually now start thinking about becoming rich. And something that you should also know is, yo, this is actually the most important thing. Whether you want to become rich or you want to achieve anything in your life. So the thing that you should always know, and it's very important, and you should master, is self-discipline. If you've never mastered discipline in your life, you will never become rich. Because as fast as the money is going to come inside your pocket, that's how fast it's going to go. Why? Because when the money comes, here you are thinking, I need to buy myself a car, I need to buy myself a house, I need to buy myself this, I need to pay these bills, I need to pay those bills, pay rent, pay this, buy this food and all those stuff. And guess what? At the end of the day, bah, money's gone, you broke. And then yet you want to become rich. Why do you want to become rich? Because I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car, I want to make sure that I got the bling bling, I got the clothes, I got everything. When people look at me, they're like, yo, this guy is wealthy. No, that's not how it works. You want to become poor for the rest of your life. Gotta get smart financially. Gotta know how to actually gain knowledge. You gotta know how to learn. Yes. Not just learn. Learn fast. I mean, that's the biggest and smartest thing you can ever do for yourself. In fact, learn how to get wisdom and acquire yourself with a skill faster than the usual and actually master it. Yes, that's something that we should all do. But don't forget, what I'm saying is, don't drop out. Nah. Get the information, get the knowledge, get the qualification. And something that I can say is, cash plus knowledge, it's going to make your life easier. Cash plus knowledge. What's the use of having cash when you don't know how to use it? You don't have knowledge on how to manage it. Yep. Yeah, you are. You got all the cash, but you don't know how to manage it. It's going to break you apart. It's going to finish you. It's going to destroy you. Like, you'll be done. In fact, that money that you have, you're going to use it to destroy your own life. You're going to use it against yourself. So, yes, get the knowledge and all those stuff. You need it. Then you can think about getting rich. So we'll be back after the break, and then we're going to kill it with the last session and close.
Around. New Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
So, getting back into it now, the statement itself, drop out of school to become rich. The reason why I put that as a title is because that is a lot of people's mindset. Now, do you know why it's a lot of people's mindset? Because they think about cash. They think about working for money. They think about finishing school for the sake of money. I mean, when I was in high school, I will be honest with you, the thing that was on my mind the most was money. I remember I even got to the point where I was like, I could have been rich by now, but I'm not rich because I'm still in school. That was me. Yep. That was me. Now, true story. By the time I reached grade 10, yes, grade 10, almost, yeah, I say grade, but that is my version of speaking, my accent. But by the time I actually reached grade 10, something that happened is a company, which was an IT company, actually approached me. So one of the people that worked at the company, they approached me. So the guy approached me, told me he's part of this IT company, and this is how long they've been running, this is how long this is that. And then what he told me is, they'll hire me, and all I need to do is just rock up there, give them my matric certificate, and the rest of the stuff, they'll teach me, train me, and then get me into the field. So it was a company that was gonna help me get the knowledge, plus get the job. So they were going to train me. They were going to teach me everything that I need to know. Then they were going to hire me. And there I am working. So I didn't need to have any experience because I was going to gain all the experience there. Now, something that's interesting is the best teacher is experience, you know, to actually do stuff. You want to learn fast, do it. So there was me in grade 10. Person was recruiting me to an IT company in grade 10. So that I can actually work, they teach me and everything. And by that time, I never had the experience. So when he explained all of that, I was like, yo, there is an opportunity right there. But eventually I told the guy that I'm only in grade 10, I'm not done with school. Then he was like, okay, we want to wait for you to finish matric, and then, yeah, you can come through and all those stuff. But during the holidays, you can actually just visit, see what's happening and all those stuff, you know. Actually see how the company is and what we teach and all those things. Now, after that experience, I actually sat down on a PC, did research on IT and all those stuff. And something that I did research on, first thing, in fact, that I did research was the salary. It's like, okay, IT, let's go check how much they get paid. And then I sat down on the PC, checked the amount, and then I was shocked. I was like, what? Okay, yo, this is the amount that they get paid. Oh, that is a lot of money. That was me in grade 10. Like, yo, that is a lot of money, especially at the age that I am. at, if I can start working within 3 years, I'll be over a million rand. That was me right there. I'm like, yo, I can do a lot with that money. But now the problem is, let's say I got hired. Like, okay, I'm in grade 10. I'm going to drop out. And I'm dropping out for the sake of going to work at that company. Now, let's just put myself in that situation. So let's say, yeah, the guy approached me in grade 10. And then I was like, yes, I'm in grade 10. Yeah, this, that. But it's okay. I'm going to come to the company. I'll drop out. And then you guys can teach me and everything. Then I'll start working for you. So, okay, that happens. I drop out. And then drop out in grade 10. Here I am, start a career. And I'm working in a company doing IT. Now, picture that scenario. And then let's say, okay, everything is awesome. It's going well. And I'm actually successful in what I'm doing. Now, something that was going to be interesting is, here I am, dropped out in grade 10, got all of this knowledge on IT, yet I lack knowledge on how to manage finances. That was going to break me. In fact, my life was going to start falling apart. Why? Because I'm in a position where, yes, I got the stuff that I wanted, I got the money. I was like, yeah, I got the money, you know. Yes, I wanted money, I got it. So here I am, got the money that I want. But you know what's the problem? I don't have self-control. I don't know how to manage the money. And here it is, it's going to actually be in a position where, yeah, the same money that I wanted and loved, it's now against me. So I was going to be in a position where I'm using that money against myself. Yep. Now, that's most of the people's stories, you know. They're like, okay, I'm dropping out of school. I'm going to get cash and all those stuff. And here they are. They don't have knowledge on finances. They got no financial literacy. Yes, they got none of those. And here they are, get paid. And they now stuck in a cycle of working for money. And then guess what? It's just get money, buy this, buy that, pay that. At the end of the day, nothing's left. Yep. That's the position I could have been in. Grade 10. But yet, it's like, okay, you know what? Okay, I thank the Lord for actually placing parents in my life that are going to give me a hiding if I decided to drop out in grade 10. Because, yeah, being honest, in grade 10, after I got that approach from that guy from the IT company and saw the amount that they get paid, I was like, yo, I wouldn't mind going, eh? I wouldn't mind dropping out. But because of the parents that I had, there was no such thing as dropping out. Hey, drop out, you're going to get a hiding. Hey, in fact, they'll show you fire. You'll even forget what you dropped out for. Go back to school. So there is a lot of people's story, you know. Don't actually be in a position where you drop out. Instead, go get the knowledge, eh? Get the knowledge. Like, get the papers, qualifications, and all the stuff. But it's not about the paper. It's about what you actually learn. I mean, learn the stuff and, yeah, make sure that you pursue it. And don't ever forget, master discipline. Because if you can't discipline yourself, yeah, you'll get the cash. And here you are wasting it on stuff that you don't really need, spending it on other stuff that you don't need. And yeah, you'll be using the money against you. Why? Because you don't have discipline. So go get knowledge on finances and money and all those stuff. Then you'll be in a position where you do know how to actually let the money work for you, not you work for the money. And you'll actually be in a position where you don't drop out of school just for the sake of money and working for money and all the stuff to get rich and what. Yeah, all those stuff, you know, all those scientific, psychological thoughts that, yeah, everyone places in their head as an excuse to do what they want to do. So, you know, be in a position where you get knowledge, make sure you get yourself educated, and not just educated in the right fields, you know, not the wrong field where you educated but you won't use it in any part of your life. No, get educated in the right fields and, yeah, do the right stuff. And I hope you guys took notes. Yes, I hope you guys really took notes, especially about finances and dropping out of school just for the sake of getting rich. I hope you guys took note on that. And yeah, admit the truth also, you know, to yourself. I mean, something that a lot of people, they struggle with is admitting to themselves the truth. tell yourself what the truth is. How do you feel? Okay, this is how I feel. This is what I think. This is what I think I must do and all those stuff. And then, yeah, make the right choices, eh? Hope you guys took notes. Again, yes, take it. Write it down. Apply it. Make sure you apply it. I didn't say drop out of school. Don't drop out of school. Get knowledge. It's going to help you. So, don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to get us on Twitter, @activefm. Don't forget to get us on Instagram, @activefm777. Don't forget to get us on Facebook, /activefm777. And you can get the podcast, the shows and all the stuff, download them. Yes, Active FM, you'll see us there. We're family. Yes, we'll never leave you guys. Yeah, we're going with it. Yeah, and yeah, guys, share the shows, like it, comment. In fact, even put your input in there, tell us what you want us to talk about and send a shout out. Yeah, we want to send shout outs to you guys. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Yes, and the rest of the day, hope it's awesome for you guys. And I'll see you guys next week in December, same time, same place, here on Active FM. Enjoy.
Most incredible. darkest. We won't succumb to the darkness. Lord knows we need light right now. Unity's calling, crying out from the mountain, telling us to come home right now. Hey, my brother.
Made for more, even when all hope is lost, never let up.